Hello, hello, Lisa here. Since you're listening to this particular podcast, I imagine you're likely a leader in the area of talent, HR, people, culture, L&D, employee experience, or OD. Are you also a talent leader who is longing for a safe sounding board to bounce ideas off of? Who's thirsty for some fresh new ideas that will actually work? Who maybe needs to influence multiple stakeholders who don't always know what they want? Maybe you're somebody who wants to get out of their own way and who's ready for expert, ongoing, and confidential mentoring. If you answered yes to one or more of those statements, then we need to talk. In addition to my group programs, I work privately with a select few clients as their talent management thought partner. I will help you, over the next 90 days, finally create the space, the intention, and the strategy to implement an initiative that's critical to your team's longer-term impact and legacy. Let's chat and see if there's a fit. Book me online at greenappleconsulting.ca/contact. Welcome to Talent Management Truths. I'm your host, Lisa Mitchell. I'm a talent management thought partner and results coach, wife, and mom. Talent management leaders are hungry to learn from their peers and want to hear about real-life examples of successful talent projects. Talent Management Truths is for and by talent management leaders. My guests and I discuss actual successes and lessons learned from their experience in our field from a very practical, not theoretical, point of view. You'll discover important insights about how to elevate your confidence and amplify your influence in a role known for being caught in the organizational middle. I'm thrilled to have you listening. So let's get going and hear the truth about talent management today. Welcome back to Talent Management Truths. I'm your host, Lisa Mitchell. And today I'm talking about confidence and the talent management leader. Have you ever been asked to do something and thought, why are they asking me? And your surprise wasn't because you didn't have the background or knowledge that would make sense, but rather because you somehow didn't feel ready or capable enough. In today's episode, I share a couple of stories about confidence and offer three powerful questions to help you think about how confidence is showing up for you these days. I hope you enjoy this food for thought. Welcome back to Talent Management Truths. I'm your host, Lisa Mitchell. Today I have a short solo episode for you. No guest, just you and me. And I want to talk with you about confidence and the talent management leader. Now, as you know, this podcast is quite new. As I record this, it's only been live for about a week. But while it's just new into the world, it's been incubating in my heart and mind for years. When I first left corporate to become a consultant and coach almost 5 years ago, I remember meeting some wonderful new people who had started podcasts of their own. And as an avid podcast listener, I was really impressed. Now, if I'm being honest, I have to admit I was slightly daunted as well. It seemed like a lot to think about when I was just learning to navigate working for myself after 25 years in corporate Canada. And I also found myself comparing myself to these other individuals and thinking, well, okay, great for them, but who would even listen to me? Fast forward to this past summer, and I was in a very different place. I've had some wonderful successes and a whole lot of mistakes and learning. I had gotten crystal clear that my purpose, and this is important, my purpose is to give talent management leaders like you the support you deserve so that you can expand your positive impact on the collective working lives of thousands of people over the course of your career. This is important because this clarity of purpose gave me confidence and made me realize that it was time to reach more of you, hence the podcast. So I set my launch date and worked towards it. In the process, I started to reach out to talent management leaders in my network to invite them to record an episode with me. And what did I find? Well, I was actually a little surprised that many of them were surprised, some even hesitant to come on the show. And when I probed a little bit about why they were surprised to be asked or hesitant to come on, I learned that it was common for them to feel that they didn't think they had that much to offer my audience, who happened to be their peers. Now, in each case, I was able to help them see it differently, and most agreed to come on the show. But it reminded me that in our profession, in the functions of learning, human resources, organizational development, it's common for leaders to sometimes feel less than. less than the leader of the revenue-generating departments, perhaps, and not as serious or important as operations or risk management, maybe. You know, we've all heard the saying over and over, there are no training emergencies after all. And maybe we start to think, okay, well, if there's no emergencies, then maybe we belong lower on the totem pole, so to say. Now, I'm not saying that talent management leaders lack confidence, period. I am saying that they sometimes misplace it, kind of like their eyeglasses or their keys. So why is this the case? Well, I believe it has to do with the change in context. Or maybe for some, they started to believe that they were less important than the sales and operations folks. It's so interesting that when we've taken a hit to our confidence or we change context, we often overlook what we bring to the table. Do you relate to this? I observe this with my clients all the time and with myself. So here's a little story. When I left my corporate career, I immediately enrolled in a coaching certification program. Okay, it was my dream. I wanted to do it for a very long time. And near the end of my training, before I was even certified, my own coach, who I admire immensely and was a bit in awe of, he approached me about coaching some leaders with one of his corporate clients. And I thought, oh my God, hire me. What's going on here? And I was supremely flattered. I was also rather gobsmacked. So in our first meeting to discuss the opportunity, we chatted and he gave me a little context about the opportunity. Near the end, he asked, you know, what questions do you have? And it just came spilling out. I said, well, I'm so flattered that you've approached me and I'm really confused. Why me? And I felt silly saying it. And at the same time, I really was curious. I really didn't get it. Well, as all coaches, as the best coaches do, he answered my question with a question. And he said, if you were in my shoes, looking at your background and experience, what would you see? And that was it. Oh my God. So he kind of held the mirror up. And it was fascinating because I had such a strong image of myself at that time as a beginner, a student, a baby entrepreneur, that my confidence was really low. And I'd completely dismissed the value of my 25-year career as a corporate leader and leadership development subject matter expert. So, you know, here I'm realizing, wow, my background, all of that experience combined with my coaching skills really provided a lot of credibility, which is key when someone like him was pitching new team members to a client. So my inner critic had been telling me a story that I wasn't good enough, or at least I wasn't good enough yet. Coming back to the podcast example, I clearly wasn't ready to start this project 4 years ago, but I can also tell you that I still didn't feel fully ready for it over the past few months. It was scary. You're putting yourself out in the world more. And yet I chose to trust that I could make it happen like I have so many other high stakes initiatives in the past. I chose to trust that the right people would come on the show and the right people would listen to it. And here we are. So what about you? Let me offer you three questions for reflection as you think about confidence and how it's showing up for you or not these days. Question number one, where are you overlooking what you bring to the table right now? Where are you forgetting all your strengths or experience because of a kick in the confidence gut or maybe a change in context? Question number two, how might you overcome the urge to listen to the story inside your head that you're not good enough or not ready yet? Question number three, what's the shift you need in order to actually feel as confident as you might appear on the outside? I hope these three questions help you open up some new possibilities for yourself as you give yourself the gift of reflection. And if you have questions or comments, drop me a line at lisa@greenappleconsulting.ca. I'd really love to hear from you. Likewise, if you feel you could use a little help getting clarity around what might be holding you back from feeling more confident, book a complimentary clarity call with me. It's completely complimentary. There's no obligation. The link is in the show notes. And in this call, we'll dig into what's going on for you right now and figure out your most important next step. In the meantime, thank you for listening to this episode of Talent Management Truths. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for tuning in. If you enjoyed the show, please share it with your colleagues. Better yet, head over to iTunes and let us know. When you subscribe and leave me a 5-star review, not only do I glow from within, but more people will learn about the show and why they should listen. Oh, and each month, I'll select one lucky reviewer to receive their free personal True Tilt profile. Until next time, keep telling the talent management truth.